Chapter 16. Representative of the Legion. Sergeant Belthan looked at Tensat disapprovingly. A glare like that was hard to take in a space as small as Briefing Chamber 86, and what parts of the room that did not shiver with Belthan's irritation, the sergeant filled physically. He was huge, truly huge. Tensat was well aware the Space Marine could twist his head from his neck with one hand. He still gave Belthan a wounded look. The Space Marine continued to stare at him.
"Have you finished?" said Belthan.
"What?" said Tensat.
"You are being less than serious about this endeavor."
It was a week after the Salvation Day bombings. A disproportionate amount of that time had been taken up by Tensat and Belthan exercising their mutual mistrust. Tensat resented the Legion interfering. Belthan wasn't happy about working with an unmodified human. In fact, Tensat got the impression Belthan thought non-legionaries beneath him. Tensat reckoned he had begun to irritate the sergeant within half an hour of their meeting. The Procurator Mechanical kept out of the bickering. Just then he was hovering on the far side of the room, watching their exchange with irksome mechanical inscrutability. They were the only three present. A two-way mirror looked through into an empty interrogation chamber. The lights were out, and the auto-inquisitor folded up neatly on its rack. It lacked anything more threatening than pharmaceutical truth-inducers. Korax disapproved of torture.
"All right," said Tensat. "I'll put it in more respectful language. All I'm saying is, what makes you say these Children of Deliverance are a large group?
It could be a small band of malcontents or even an individual, though I admit that's unlikely."
"I am a member of the Shadow Wardens, the guardians of the Primarch himself. It is my business to know. A small group would lack the resources to execute all these attacks. Consider the message."
Tensat looked at the data slate he held in his hands. The message was 2 minutes of vid, claiming responsibility for a number of crimes against the tech guilds.
"It looks slickly made. They have a good image of her. But that doesn't mean much on its own."
Tensat made an effort to sound conciliatory.
"There have been any number of half-baked plots to attack the guilds since the Primarch departed on the Crusade. And the Mechanicum, for that matter. I've even had a few directed against the Legion itself."
"I was aware of them," said Belthan.
"Are you sure? You sound surprised," said Tensat.
"I am not. Discontent is everywhere. Humanity is inherently ungrateful."
"What do you expect? Give people freedom and they get quite particular about how they're treated. They were promised a lot by the iterators. It hasn't materialized yet."
Tensat dropped the data slate onto a pile of flimsies. A couple escaped the pile and sifted to the floor.
"Look, forgive my suspicion. This just isn't the sort of thing the Legion gets involved with. You don't care what happens down here. Lysaeus is the Legion's ground."
"Deliverance," corrected Belthan.
Tensat carried on unabashed.
"What does Kievar matter to you?" he said, letting some of his bitterness out. "We're all slavers down here, right? You don't care. You leave it to the likes of me to squabble with the likes of him."
Tensat gestured at the Procurator.
"We are concerned with what happens here," said Belthan.
"I'd say not very often," said Tensat.
Belthan leant on the desk. The metal creaked with his weight.
"We are warriors, not enforcers. That is your role."
"Well, fine, then. So explain to me why you're here now. Help me enforce the law."
"This message is directly addressed to the Primarch. That is why I am here."
Tensat snorted in disbelief.
"You're a little behind on how many people here want to catch his ear. It could be any number of lunatics. Does he spare time for them all, or indeed any of them?"
"Why are you here, really?" said Tensat.
"Unless there's something else going on here that you're not telling me about."
Belthan presented a stony face and did not answer.
"Fine. In that case, we can handle this."
Tensat looked to the Procurator Mechanical for support. He burbled something unintelligible.
"If we're going to work effectively together, you're going to have to trust me."
Tensat glanced at the Procurator meaningfully again.
"Us." "All right."
Belthan rapped the table. Although he did so lightly, the objects on the surface jumped, and his gauntlet left three perfect knuckle indentations.
I have reason to believe that whoever is behind this spate of attacks on the guilds was trained by Corvus Korax himself.
Really?
Beltham nodded solemnly. His expression seemed strangely childish on such a wide face.
No, I'm surprised, said Tensat. Is it a legionary?
No, Beltham said vehemently. Impossible. An old comrade, perhaps. There were many who fought for deliverance that were too old to be elevated to the Legion. We have our suspicions, who it might be.
One of Korax's original insurgents.
Tensat whistled.
That is why I am here. You have had nothing on this scale before, said Beltham. You cannot handle this affair alone.
So you do watch?
Of course they do, said the procurator.
Oh, decided to join in, have you? Said Tensat.
Your attitude is annoying, Enforcer Principal Diordan Tensat, said the procurator. I beg you to desist.
Well, if you've any suggestions, Procurator, I'm listening, said Tensat.
There will be more attacks, said Beltham. We cannot avoid that.
I agree when you say you're not an enforcer, said Tensat. You've come all this way to tell me you've noticed, but you're still not going to do anything.
I did not say that.
You didn't say very much of anything.
A look of profound irritation passed over Beltham's face.
Listen to me, the Space Marine said.
His tone was a warning. Tensat took the hint. All right, he said. I apologize. Please speak.
We must provoke an attack that we can control and turn to our advantage. That is the quickest way to lure out these insurgents and capture them. If there is one of the old prisoners involved, there may be many. Their networks were tight.
You mean bait a trap? Asked Tensat.
You are going to use the guild representative as bait, said the procurator. It is the logical course of action.
I just said that, said Tensat.
You did not guess who the bait would be, said the procurator. Sergeant Beltham wishes to use the guild representative as his lure.
A target of our choosing, said Beltham. A situation of our contrivance, a result of our prediction.
That'll be dangerous for the representative.
The fate of the target is irrelevant. The capture of the criminal is our goal.
I don't think I can go along with this, said Tensat. It will cause a lot of problems here if the representative is killed.
You're a guilder. But don't tell me you have any more affection for these slave-keeping bastards than I do, Enforcer, said Beltham.
Maybe not, but we risk serious unrest. Civil conflict, even, said Tensat.
I was raised in the prison mines up there.
Beltham's eyes became flinty.
Third generation. I'd done nothing. My parents had done nothing. My grandparents had done precious little. But it was enough to condemn my family for all time. If it were not for Lord Korax's orders to leave guilders alone, I would probably be killing them myself.
Tensat glanced at the procurator, then back to the legionary.
The fastest way to the resolution of this crisis is by using the representative, said Beltham. He will be safe. If that is not to your liking, you can enjoy a stay at the Ravenspire until the situation is contained.
Tensat scraped a fingernail along the table and tapped once.
Fine. Fine, then, I agree. I shall see what I can arrange. But if it goes wrong, I would be grateful if you offer up an explanation to the government instead of my head.
In the corner, the procurator mechanical made a noise that might possibly have been a laugh.